The Doom That Came to Sarnath by H.P. Lovecraft, narrated by Peter Coates. There is in the land of Mannar a vast still lake that is fed by no stream and out of which no stream flows. 10,000 years ago there stood by its shore the mighty city of Sarnath, but Sarnath stands there no more. It is told that in the immemorial years when the world was young, before ever the men of Sarnath came to the land of Mannar, another city stood beside the lake, the grey stone city of Ib, which was old as the lake itself and peopled with beings not pleasing to behold. Very odd and ugly were these beings, as indeed are most beings of a world yet inchoate and rudely fashioned. It is written on the brick cylinders of Cadatheron that the beings of Ib were in hue as green as the lake and the mists that rise above it, that they had bulging eyes, pouting flabby lips, and curious ears, and were without voice. It is also written that they descended one night from the moon in a mist, they and the vast still lake and grey stone city Ib. However this may be, it is certain that they worshipped a sea-green stone idol chiselled in the likeness of Bokrug, the great water lizard, before which they danced horribly when the moon was gibbous. And it is written in the papyrus of Ilanek that they one day discovered fire and thereafter kindled flames on many ceremonial occasions. But not much is written of these beings, because they lived in very ancient times, and man is young and knows little of the very ancient living things. After many eons men came to the land of Mannar, dark shepherd folk with their fleecy flocks, who built Thra, Ilanek, and Cadatheron on the winding river Ai, and certain tribes, more hardy than the rest, pushed on to the border of the lake and built Sarnath at a spot where precious metals were found in the earth. Not far from the grey city of Ib did the wandering tribes lay the first stones of Sarnath, and at the beings of Ib they marvelled greatly, but with their marvelling was mixed hate, for they thought it not meet that beings of such aspect should walk about the world of men at dusk. Nor did they like the strange sculptures upon the grey monoliths of Ib, for those sculptures were terrible with great antiquity. Why the beings and the sculptures lingered so late in the world, even until the coming of men, none can tell, unless it was because the land of Mannar is very still and remote from most other lands both of waking and of dream. As the men of Sarnath beheld more of the beings of Ib, their hate grew, and it was not less because they found the beings weak, and soft as jelly to the touch of stones and spears and arrows. So one day the young warriors, the slingers and the spearmen and the bowmen, marched against Ib and slew all the inhabitants thereof, pushing the queer bodies into the lake with long spears, because they did not wish to touch them. And because they did not like the grey sculptured monoliths of Ib, they cast these also into the lake, wondering from the greatness of the labour, however the stones were brought from afar, as they must have been, since there is naught like them in all the land of Mannar or in the lands adjacent. Thus, of the very ancient city of Ib, was nothing spared save the sea-green stone idol chiselled in the likeness of Bokrug, the water lizard. This the young warriors took back with them to Sarnath as a symbol of conquest over the old gods and beings of Ib, and a sign of leadership in Mannar. But on the night after it was set up in the temple a terrible thing must have happened, for weird lights were seen over the lake, and in the morning the people found the idol gone, and the high priest, Taran-ish, lying dead, as from some fear unspeakable. And before he died, Taran-ish had scrawled upon the altar of Chrysolite with coarse, shaky strokes the sign of doom. After Taran-ish there were many high priests in Sarnath, but never was the sea-green stone idol found. After many centuries came and went, wherein Sarnath prospered exceedingly, so that only priests and old women remembered what Taran-ish had scrawled upon the altar of Chrysolite. Betwixt Sarnath and the city of Ilanek arose a caravan route, and the precious metals from the earth were exchanged for other metals, and rare cloths, and jewels, and books, and tools for artificers, and all things of luxury that are known to the people who dwell along the winding river Ai and beyond. So Sarnath waxed mighty and learned and beautiful, and sent forth conquering armies to subdue the neighbouring cities. And in time there sate upon a throne in Sarnath the kings of all the land of Mannar, and of many lands